Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Nate Bailey from Sinclairville, New York. He's connecting Christian business leaders in the Pearl City with the hopes of reaching that community for Christ. What is Business Church?
Business Church is an organization that I started with a couple of friends about 8 years ago. We found that it was necessary to get business leaders together in the community to talk about their faith and to talk about what they were doing in their business. So it's kind of a business luncheon, a time to be able to talk with each other, share ideas. We have what we call the ABCs of Business Church. A is we're advancing the kingdom. So we're talking about good things that we're doing in our lives and in business where we see the kingdom of God advancing. B is it's a business connection. In the same way that you might go to another luncheon where there's some networking, it's kind of like that, where we just want to talk with other business leaders in the area. And C is a Christ connection. So it's our hope that when we are together on Fridays, that people see the Lord, are refreshed, and go out ready to serve.
So why did you think it was necessary to start something like this in Jamestown?
I just didn't see anything like it. So there are several good business luncheons that you could be a part of, or other ways, other networking groups that you could be a part of. But there was nothing that I saw in the area that had a faith component. So it was a matter of getting Christian business leaders together and sharing that common love for the Lord.
What kind of impact is Business Church having on Jamestown?
There have been a couple of small things that we can point to as far as the community at large, but I think the greatest impact that we're having is the impact on the individual lives. So the care that people are showing each other, the times that they're reaching out to each other, the connections that are being made, this is really where we're seeing the difference is in the individual's lives.
Yeah, and to your point there, Nate, these business church groups that are part of Business Church, when you talk about advancing the gospel, witnessing, sharing the love of Christ, a lot of times it's this one-on-one interaction, these intimate personal relationships that we have, and these church groups that you've started up, they're kind of foster that idea of one-on-one type of interaction. Talk to us about these business church groups.
So Business Church meets on the third Friday of each month, and that's great, but there's a lot of Fridays that are in between each third Friday. And so we set up some small groups called Business Church groups. We meet every other week. And then this last November, we decided that what was taking place was too good for us to keep to ourselves. And so each of us in the group, myself and two other gentlemen, we each started another group of three. So now we have, just out of our own group, the original one, plus three more, nine men total that are meeting on a regular basis. We talk about business, we talk about friends and family, and then we talk about our faith when we're together in the smaller groups.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week is Nate Bailey from Sinclairville, New York, and he started this organization called Business Church. It's been going on for about 8 years. In the Jamestown area. Now, how has Business Church been received there in Jamestown?
It's been well accepted amongst those who have come out. Everyone has said that they have been encouraged by the time together. They've made connections with other believers. That's where the acceptance has really been.
So what do you hope Business Church accomplishes in Jamestown?
Ultimately, it's that the Lord would be known. That's the number one goal. I have a full-time job at my church, and I love working at the church. And at the same time, I see that we have believers, a number of believers who go to church, and obviously their employment is not there. So we need to equip believers to represent the Lord well wherever they happen to be. Mm-hmm. If they're a business owner, if they are an employee, if they work for a nonprofit, these folks need to find ways to represent the Lord well. So I hope that Business Church is a tool that they'd be able to use for encouragement, to build each other up in the faith, to have honest discussions, and to hold each other accountable to do the very thing that the Lord has asked us to do.
Nate Bailey from Sinclairville, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.